Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
I was curious to see what the national reaction would be to the Jackson Merrill deal after, you know, we went through it all yesterday morning in the news conference. And by the way, again, great job down there by Sam Levitt covering the interviews that we did right at the very end of our show with Jackson and with AJ Preller. Really good stuff, and thanks to all the Tier 1s. Our YouTube stream was cooking yesterday, had thousands of people checked in to see what was going on with Jackson Merrill, which was really cool. And from what I've seen, Woods, the national reaction was what we kind of thought. This is a team-friendly deal that Jackson has signed. And when Jackson even said he wanted to sign a contract. Yeah, I wanted to take care of my family, but I also want the Padres to be able to continue to build around and put a great team on the field. You realize he didn't hold out for every last possible dollar that he could get from the Padres. There were other ways. He could have waited longer, gotten closer to free agency. He could have, and he and his agent could have found a way to probably, jack up that contract by tens of millions of dollars at least. But he didn't. Found what he was happy with, signed it, and is going to move forward from there. And the national media has pretty much said, yeah, this is a pretty team-friendly looking deal.
What do you think the reaction is amongst baseball players that don't play for the San Diego Padres? Because I got to imagine my initial reaction, and after thinking about it throughout the day yesterday, kind of still remains the same. I think there's a lot of pissed off baseball players.
I don't know if I'd say a lot. A lot. What is the? I'm going to look.
A lot of young guys.
It's not Ozzie. It's not Ozzie Albies.
It's no, not, it's not.
It's not ridiculously, inexpensive.
$15 million a year.
Yeah,
Ozzie Albies makes like $7 million.
I agree.
I mean, yesterday alone,
Merrill's so playing like a $40 million.
So the Red Sox signed their rookie second baseman Christian Campbell to an 8-year, $60 million contract extension. Now, Christian Campbell hasn't done it in the big leagues like Jackson Merrill did for a year, but still, a top prospect, that's quite a bit less than Jackson Merrill is getting. I mean, Ketel Marte, who's an established star, guy who gets MVP votes, multiple-time All-Star, he got a new contract extension yesterday, $116.5 million, less than Jackson Merrill. Now, it's shorter, but still, this isn't way out of the ballpark in terms of what Jackson Merrill should have been getting. It's just not It's just not like an overpay, certainly, for Jackson Merrill.
So I'm looking right now, MLB's highest paid center fielders in 24. Mike Trout, $37 million. I believe he's a right fielder or a left fielder now. Cody Bellinger is not a Cub anymore. He's a Yankee. He was making 27.5. Starling Marte was making 20. Brandon Nimmo, 20. Byron Buxton, 15 for the Twins. Luis Robert makes 12.5. You know, listen,
It's not about how good you are.
I mean, there's something, it's not.
There's part of that is in there, but
it's kind
of
when
it's about when you sign, and how much leverage you have.
That's exactly
that's the NFL every year.
Yeah,
the next quarterback up shatters the previous record.
I don't get the sense, Paulie, that there's that people are super like, what is he doing? Like that fit for him. He said, they took a chance. What I loved the most was, hey man, they're the only team that scouted me, right? And I feel like they gave me this life. I owe them a little something. And I don't even think owing them a little something means I'm going to take a hometown discount. I think what it means to me is I love it here. Thank you for taking a chance on me. I just want to get this done so that I can give you my full commitment. There is something, and he knows enough guys, and he's talked to enough guys, and there's enough guys in that clubhouse that he could go and lean on. Hey, man, what's the, like, should I ride this thing out till my arb is up, and then I'm a free agent? And then it's different for guys. Like, if he wants to just stay focused on being the best he can be and winning with his boys and all the stuff he talks about, bro, how rare is it for a guy to actually put his money where his mouth is like that? And that's the thing that would most impress me was, I love it here. I want to be able to take care of my family, and I don't want to worry about this crap for the next 10 years. It's just done.
Clearly, that's important to Jackson. We know what's important to him. He wants to play baseball. He wants to win. Said it many times yesterday. And I truly believe that. And when you heard the story about AJ scouting him and not wanting to be seen, didn't want other teams to get on his, on the radar for Jackson Merrill. And when he posted a picture of himself on Instagram, when Jackson did with a scout, one of the Padres scouts, and the scout called and said, delete that.
Yep.
You know what? That doesn't serve Jackson well. If Jackson wanted to, pump up his draft status, they should be like sending out press releases. Yeah, AJ Preller was out scouting me today, and here's a picture of me with the Padres, and letting as many teams know, because that would drive up. He could have gotten drafted maybe higher if he wanted to do that and made more money, but not what he cared about. He immediately deleted it. He said, Padres were on me early. I was at that point I wanted to be a Padre.
It's great.
And I wasn't going to play other teams against each other. And now he's doing the same thing with his contract. I don't want to play other teams against each other. I just want to be a Padre. I just want to play baseball. So he gets it done early in a slightly team-friendly way. But now he doesn't have to worry about it. He just gets to go do what he wants to do, play baseball and try to win baseball games.
It was my favorite part of yesterday was his mentality from when he was a kid. And he goes, when I was a kid, I never thought about getting to the big leagues. The only thought I had was winning the baseball game we played that day, whether it was a travel ball tournament or whatever. I just wanted to be with my boys and win today's game. And I went, oh my God.
High school game, little league game.
Didn't matter.
It wasn't about his,
his path
success
to the big leagues. Win today's game. Oh my God. I mean, again, you get the sense from him too that it's not lip service. We've seen enough guys sign big contracts and you listen to the BS that they feed you and you roll your eyes, right? Like, no, I always wanted to be here. This was always on my radar. Was it really on your radar? No, man, you got the most money. You came and you went to whatever team. You get the sense here, even if it's BS, he believes it. He believes his own line of BS. If it's BS, it's truly incredible and refreshing and all of that. And again, to just get it off your plate, just get it done. It's done. I know where I'm going to be. Now we have a core that we can build around, and I'm going to keep it for this much money so that they will continue to build around me. They committed to him, Ben, with that contract. He is committed to them, but now the Padres, it goes right back to them. Now it's on you to continue to build around Jackson Merrill, who took that quote-unquote team-friendly deal for you.
Well, that's why this
you put the pressure right back on them.
That's why this is such a great deal for the fans, because it's great. It creates this contract between the Padres and Jackson Merrill.
Oh, yeah.
I'm doing this, but your part of the bargain is we got to continue to be good and win baseball games. And that's what the fans want. So the fans win here as well. Now, it's funny. I was listening to Sammy's postgame show, and there was some sound from Fernando Tatis Jr. And the question was something like, all right, well, tomorrow in Chicago, does Jackson, with this new deal, have to, you know, take everybody
pick
out
up
to
the
dinner?
Towel.
A little hazing tradition. And Tatis was like, I mean, he's not really making the big money yet. And everyone laughed because, well, when compared to Tatis and Machado and Bogarts and, you know, other players, even Musgrove, Darvish. I mean, how many guys on the Padres are going to be making more than Merrill? At
least like eight?
Seven or eight?
Yeah.
Well,
this year, of course.
But this year, he's still making the minimum.
Correct.
I think that's what Fernando Tatis actually meant. Like, dude's making minimum salary. Yeah. We're not going to put him on the hook for a $20,000 dinner in Chicago tonight.
Now, spring training next year is a different story. All right, big time.
The time will come, I'm sure. But he said, we have other guys who can take care of the tab on something like that right now.
I was so happy with that move yesterday. And again, I was so happy to be able to be a part of it for once. No, not for once. For the third time. It was really cool that happened right before.
And I fully expect, you know, Mike in the chat says the contract has room for Merrill to make $200 million.
Oh, yeah.
I'd be surprised if he doesn't hit almost or all the escalators in the contract that does make it worth up to $200 million. He gets that player option where he can opt out after 2034, which I think then would be $170 million, you know, or $175 million if that does happen. But I do expect to be the minimum $15 million a year. It's probably going to be more like $17 to $18 million a year when all is said and done.
And look, man, does anybody on the planet have a problem with giving a guy a really good, deserved base salary and then saying, hey, but if you do this, you get this? For the fans, you look at it, you know, some of these deals are absolutely insane. And there's some crap deals that have been signed in Major League Baseball. Think about Anthony Rendon, right? Think about that. Like, the owner's just eating hundreds of millions of dollars. Good salary, competitive salary with bonuses and performance bonuses. I love that. And I think that for him, go get, if he gets that much money, that means he's earned every bit of it. That means he has gone out and performed and finished X in the MVP and, you know, hit this many home runs or whatever the escalators are. I have no friggin' problem at all with taking a competitive salary, betting on myself a little bit and saying, but if I bonus, give me more, that you earn your money. You feel like you earn your money there. I don't worry about him ever giving less than 100%, ever.
The 15 a year, it shocked me. It was surprising. Just because he was on a trajectory where he was looking at like $400 million kind of contract.
Potentially, yeah.
The thing that stood out the most, though, I think, looking back at it all, no opt-out after three or opt-out after four. How many times? I mean, we've made jokes about it over the years.
Just to get the deal done,
I wish I loved anything as much as A.J. Preller loves giving out opt-outs. It's opt-out after 2-year contract, opt-out after one. We're like, well, great. The guy has a good year.
He's out.
He's gone.
Right.
If he has a bad year, we're screwed.
He's in. He's in, and you're paying him more money.
Amazing that they didn't even have to deal with that.
I love it for him, man. I just kept thinking about fresh face Jackson Merrill that we met last year, end of 23, and the guy probably had no idea what was in store for him. None whatsoever. Was just happy to be recognized and said hello to on the streets of downtown San Diego. And now look at him. He's a millionaire 100 times over. It's
right.
Crazy.
And he did reportedly get a $10 million signing bonus as well. So if he does want to indulge.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Well, you can buy a dinner at Gene and Giorgetti's tonight. Yeah. Then, yeah, you can cover a meal.
He probably can cover a meal.
And guys, I would be remiss if I did not mention the thing that I loved the absolute most about it. When they asked him in the press conference what he plans to do moving forward, talking about checking in on his boys at the lower levels. We all watched in spring training when the game ended. He's a regular. He was an all-star. He was an all-star. Yeah. He second in rookie of the year. The game's over in Peoria. He stays. He stays with all the guys in the dugout. He could be back in the showers, getting in his Hummer and driving back to his rental, you know, to put his feet up and watch baseball tonight or whatever, if it was still on. He stayed in the dugout. He wanted to be with his guys and pass along wisdom and information. And I think there was a faction of the fans that were like, oh, it's eyewash. No, I think this is really who he is. He's the guy that's going to be checking in on all the dudes in the minor leagues. He said it. It's not hard to check in, shoot a text, make a call. Hey, how's it going? Anything I can help you with. I love that about him.
And he pointed out that, you know, I'm much younger than a lot of the guys. You know, they have families to go back to.
Yeah.
And, you know, I need friends, too. Those are my friends. Those are my peers. I happen to be ahead because I got to the majors at age 20, but most 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, they're still in the minor leagues. Those are my guys.
Those are
my friends, my peers. Xander Bogaerts, Manny, yeah, they're just teammates, and they love each other, I think, but they're not, you know, they're not friends, but, you know, they've got different lives right now. All right, we're going to take a time out. When we come back, it is time for Don't Do This. Can we do the Keith Hernandez broadcaster little audio that slipped out on the air. You know, you got to be ready when the inning break is over. Make sure you know when the light comes back on and your microphone is on. That is coming up next after traffic. First, I'm going to tell you about SDFatLoss.com. The reason I look so good in my flannel today is because I lost the weight with SDFatLoss.com. It took me 2 months to lose 40 pounds. And while that sounds miraculous, it actually is what you can expect on the SDFatLoss.com program. Up to a pound of fat per day, 10 to 20% of your body weight in just 60 days. I've talked to many tier ones who've gone through the program, lost 30, 40, even 50 pounds in their first 2 months. Some have kept going. Manny, a tier one, has lost over 90 pounds. He went through the program, then kind of restarted again because he wanted to lose more weight, and he has done it. You can as well. Just set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Counselor is going to explain how the program can work for you. You don't have to take any injections. You don't have to exercise. You don't have to buy any shakes or bars or mixes. You just eat regular food from the grocery store like steak and chicken and follow it when, where to eat, how to prepare it, and you can lose the weight like I did. And when you act now, spring special is still on. $200 off the already affordable program at SDFatLoss.com. I mean, what would you pay for an absolute new body, new life, new health, less pain? It's worth it. I promise you, it is worth it. It was worth it for me. Do it as well today. Set up your free consultation at SDFatLoss.com. Results may vary.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do this.
It's time for Don't Do This.
What were you thinking?
Three stories from the world of sports that make us all shake our heads.
Why?
How many times do I have to tell you?
I'm sorry, I fudged up, guys.
You idiot. You moron.
You dumbass.
The apple sometimes does far fall from the tree.
Don't do this.
Do not tweet that.
With Ben and Woods.
I like a Nickelback song or two.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Don't do this. Brought to you by Trust and Will.
Don't.
Leave your entire estate, house, kids, and life savings up to chance if and when you die.
Do.
Set up a Trust or Will online at trustandwill.com.
This
is a lot more affordable than you think. Visit trustandwill.com for more info. I set him up there so you'd be ready for his part in our sponsor read. All right, I'll get us started. The New York Mets are off to a bit of a choppy start. Not bad, not great. You know, just I think they've gone loss, win, loss, win, loss,
been there.
Win. They were coming off a 4-2 loss to the Miami Marlins yesterday when they went to extra innings in Miami. Top of the 10th inning, the Mets put runners on first and third. Well, ghost runner, and then they move them over. So first and third, nobody out. You want to get that run in because you feel like if you don't, you're in trouble. But the Mets were unable to get the run in. They had a force-out grounder throughout the runner at the plate and then a pop-out, a foul-out, and they ended up not getting the run home. So the SNY broadcast featuring color analyst Keith Hernandez goes to commercial, and then they're coming back for the bottom of the 10th when the Marlins are going to have a chance to win the game. But Keith didn't realize they were back from the break already.
Piss poor hitting.
New York Mets baseball on SNY is brought to you by Infinity. Experience the Infinity lineup at your local retailer today.
Save it. Save it, Pauly.
Piss poor hitting.
We could add that to, if we ever lose a game, we could add that to the montage.
But
a good addition.
As it turned out, the Marlins didn't score either, and the Mets ended up winning the game 6-5 in 11 innings to even their record at 3-3.
That's so good. Piss poor hitting. Just so good.
It happens all the time.
Oh, yeah.
All the time. Broadcasters, even the legendary Jerry Coleman, I heard once or twice during a commercial. Bro, he would. He was a legendary ball player for the Yankees of the 50s.
Yeah.
And when he saw bad baseball, and believe me, he saw a lot of bad Padres baseball over the years, he would cheerfully, up, and the Padres down 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the seventh. The microphone will go off. This team doesn't know how to do anything.
Oh, yes!
Any baseball. I can't believe it. Ted Leitner could share you the stories of Jerry losing his mind in between innings. Like, who would have taught these guys how to play baseball? Oh, we're back,
baseball.
Okay. Ted Leitner, not totally innocent.
No, that's
yes.
You know
not
what?
Innocent either.
Coming up in this business, I started doing Padres games back on the board at the studio, and oh my god, because they go to commercial break, you keep them, we call it in queue, so I can still hear them. I can hear Dave Marcus, their producer, in case there's any issues, anything that needs to be addressed during the commercial break. So I'm listening, and Ted, that man's got a mouth on him. I love it. He talks just like we do.
Yeah.
But the way that he would be right up against, like, the music's playing, and he's finishing a story, and I'm like, he is putting a lot of trust in me or
you?
Whoever else is
not
turning on his mic, because it's like, hey, man, the music's on. Like, that's your cue to talk. And he's telling the story, and I'm like, this is amazing. I love it.
Just right up next to it. They said Bob Uecker used to do the same thing in spring training, except his was a little more crass. He'd be pointing
out. He'd do it mid-broadcast.
He would turn off the mic in the middle of a call when he had guests in the studio, and he would be like, all right, grounder over to third. He's up with it, goes to first. Look at, and he turned the mic off and say to the guys in the thing, you know, look at the cans on her. And he would and they're sitting there sweating bullets, right? Then he'd turn the mic back on and, all right, now 3-2 pitch, and oh my God, look at that rack. Like, he was just nuts like that. I mean,
oh my God.
It's dicey at best, but yeah, I mean, Keith Hernandez, he's not gonna get any trouble for that. He doesn't have to go down and apologize or anything. You know what I mean? I don't think, right?
I mean, he's Keith Hernandez, so he probably doesn't.
Gets a little.
You wouldn't want to be Stephen Woods or Ben Higgins and do that.
Yeah,
but Keith Hernandez can get away with it because he wasn't wrong.
Well, listen, John Morant, I just think he is such a talented player, but can have a bit of the 5-cent head, you know, at times. And
Demetrius Jamel Morant.
Yeah, Jaw's a nickname.
Jaw's a nickname.
What's a nickname? It is his nickname. So old school. He's in trouble again, Ben. He's doing the old finger gun gestures at the opposing team. They've told him before, stop with the guns. Enough with the guns. Enough with the finger gestures.
So
stop doing it.
So he did the
double.
The rifle, like a rifle. Like, I mean, if you just do the old six-shooter, boom, 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 I think that's okay, right?
No, it's not okay.
Like, if you do have a smile on your face, boom, 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 boom.
Absolutely not.
You know,
they
like
just said,
laser
enough.
Guns, you're okay. But when you do, like, the full-on, like, AK-47, it's
stop.
Not... It's not okay.
He's gotten in trouble, flashing his guns around, whatever. Like, he got suspended for that. And now he was talking trash with one of the Warriors and Buddy Hield. And he gives them the double guns. And
they're giving it right to each other, though.
Yeah,
Hield was doing it to him as well.
And they're both... You know, but he's the one that's been in trouble for it before. Yeah. He's the one that they're really keeping an eye on. Steph Curry's face, he was looking at him like, what? You're doing this again? So who knows? Adam Silver's going to have to, again, go back and watch more video of Ja Morant doing the finger guns at other players, and we'll see what happens.
I think the point is that he's been asked not to do that.
So many times.
So just don't do
it. It's like
it
a read the room guy.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Don't do it.
All right, finally, a little doo-doo this.
DD mega doo-doo.
Didn't have time to bring it up yesterday with all the excitement with Jackson Merrill, but another one of our young favorites had a very big day. Our former NIL San Diego State golfer, back in Japan for his second and hopefully healthy season on the Japan Tour, Steve Sugimoto opened his year at the first tournament with a 67 that included a hole in one.
I love it.
Vaulted him right near the top of the leaderboard. Now, he followed it up with a 73 today, but going into the final round, I believe it's a three-round tournament, Steve Sugimoto currently top 10, 4 under par, tied for 7th out of 152 golfers in the field. So he's lined up with a good round tomorrow. Lined up for a nice payday and a good start to his season in Japan as he tries to work his way up and hopefully eventually to the PGA Tour. And we're, of course, following his career closely.
Would love a how confidence building would that be? He had some really bad wrist problems last year and really had to battle through it. And is back playing good golf, Ben, back on the Pro Tour in Japan. A top 10 for him would be such a great way to start his season. So, obviously, pulling for Sug today. Hopefully, is there a way to watch it at all?
I have no idea. Probably not, honestly. But you can follow on the... If you go to Google Japan Golf Tour, and they'll have a live leaderboard.
Live leaderboard?
I think he just finished his second round. So, the third round will be kind of overnight, like late night tonight into the early morning tomorrow. So if you
tomorrow.
Do want to follow along with Steve Sugimoto.
Beautiful. Thank you.
And that's Don't and Do This for a Thursday.
That was Don't Do This with Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
And Thursday means Throwback Thursday. And Paulie's pulled a couple of great clips as we go back into the archives for Ben and Woods. We'll go to 2019. I think a classic Ben and Woods moment. And then 2022 in a moment that I don't think Woodsy's going to be all that fond of revisiting, but I think enjoy it.
Woke up from a nap right in the middle of this.
Yeah. You know what moment we're going to.
Oh, I do.
Now.
I saw it. Yep. Yeah. I know exactly what it is.
That's coming up next with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fam.
It's funny. I actually talked to Sugimoto about his wrists last year when he came home, came in to hang out, and told him, man, I don't know if your thing is what I have. I think it was a little bit different. But I went to QC Kinetics. I also had severe pain in my wrist. Now, I'm not a pro golfer by any stretch. I'm not even an average golfer, but I did enjoy playing golf. And I couldn't do that. I enjoyed playing baseball. Could not do that. Enjoyed picking up my kids. Couldn't do that. None of it. I was really, really in the torture chamber when it came to my wrists. Went to QC Kinetics. Got my life back 100%. Heading to the gym again today. All the things that I love to do. I am held back from nothing right now at almost 50 years old, and it's all thanks to QC Kinetics. Their science is solid. They can give you your life back, a healthier life, free of harmful meds. That's the whole mission at QC Kinetics. So call them today. You'll get a free consultation. They got appointments ready for you at Torrey Hills and Hillcrest locations. Call now. Find out how easy it is to get back to enjoying life without chronic joint pain. Now is the best time to get started. Call QC Kinetics today. 619-614-PAIN. 619-614-PAIN. They are QC Kinetics. I love them. I thank them every day. 619-614-PAIN.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This hour of Ben and Woods is brought to you by Frozen Ropes San Diego. Hey, parents, here's a message from Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes. Is your child 6 to 12 years old? Then Baseball Summer League is the perfect fit for your player. Starting June 16th through August 17th, Summer League includes 8 practices, 8 games. Register by March 31st. Well, that's too late. And save $100. Go to SanDiegoFrozenRopes.com. Hey, I'm Ron Burgundy. I see it. I read it. Sometimes in the middle of it, I will realize
that is a mistake.
That is a mistake, but I came a little too late on that one. Sorry, whoa. Coach Kurt.
Easy.
Oh, Jesus. That might have been my fault. Let's double check.
All right. Don't forget, coming up in 1 hour, it is our first Smart Baseball Thursday of the season with Eno Saris of The Athletic. He is back. He is excited. We got his segment sponsored again by 7 Mile Casino. One small problem, Paulie told us about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess no one told Eno like that we were going to have him back again this year. He texted me like, "We got y'all sponsored. You're set to go." And he goes, "I didn't even know you guys liked having me on, so I'm good to go." He says, "Yeah." He says, "Then I'm good to have you on." who dropped the ball on that one, Paulie?
I don't know. I asked Woods like 3 weeks ago. He said, "Oh yeah, you know he's good."
I did.
You did?
Yeah. I have no. I don't remember that.
I see. A little miscommunication here, but don't worry. Eno's on it, and he's back this year.
Yeah,
for more
as long
smart
as he's
baseball.
Coming back, I don't care who dropped the ball.
And
he's
then,
back.
Of course, if you missed it earlier, Fryer Friday is Fryer Thursday this week because Mike Schilt has an early game tomorrow. So our first manager's report of the season actually going to happen today at 9 o'clock. So Mike Schilt will join us from Chicago, Illinois, where the Padres are getting ready to open a 3-game series against the Cubs at Wrigley Field tomorrow morning at 11:20. And Padres are red hot, but the Cubs are pretty hot, too. They have scored double digits in 4 of their past 7 games since coming back from Korea. And they will throw their opening day starter on the mound for game 1 of the series. Shota Imanaga is scheduled to pitch tomorrow. The Padres actually have not announced the starting pitcher for tomorrow's game.
Well, if I know Shilty, he's waiting to break it on this show.
Exactly.
For sure.
Now, I mean, I don't know if that's something to be concerned about. Did Randy Vasquez not recover well from his... I mean, it's his turn in the rotation.
Yeah, his turn.
There's an off day if you wanted to skip straight to Nick Pivetta and stay on, you know, the normal 4 days rest, you could do so. But, you wouldn't think they'd want to do that early in the season. You'd think they just want to stay on their rotation.
So, well, I mean, especially after the way that Randy pitched the other night. I'd like to build off that momentum.
Yeah, he's certainly not probably dumping him from the rotation after, what, six shutout innings.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
In his first start. So I don't know why you wouldn't list him unless maybe there is a problem, or maybe Schilt is just like, hey, if I don't have to, why give the other team any information
any
at all?
Extra time to prepare?
It's just going to be Randy Vasquez. I
mean, MLB.com has Randy Vasquez listed.
So does ESPN, but Sammy Levin on the postgame show last night said, I would assume Randy Vasquez, but it actually is not announced by the San Diego Padres after the game. They have it as TBA in their final notes from last night.
Imanaga had a really, really nice debut. Really nice. He's 1-0. He's got a 0.82 ERA with six strikeouts. He's tough.
Got a no decision against the Dodgers in Korea, and then got a win in his first stateside start.
Yeah, that's right. He's already thrown once in the States. Forgot about
Korea. So, yeah, third start of the season for Imanaga.
Still ERA below one after two starts is pretty damn good.
And again, the forecast a little dicey.
It is.
For this weekend. The Midwest is dealing with some big storms. I don't know exactly what kind of the plan and the thinking is at Wrigley Field. Safety is a big concern. I mean, it's already the Windy City, and they're I saw like the forecast in the Midwest, gusts like 40, 50 miles an hour. That would be difficult. Even if it wasn't raining and, you know, you could play, that would be a very difficult game to play. If the wind is blowing 40 miles an hour at that ballpark right off of Lake Michigan, already subject to the winds, and you get a lot of those, it could be kind of a weird weekend in Chicago.
You know they don't call it the Windy City because it's windy.
They don't?
No. You didn't know that?
No.
They call it the Windy City because of the corrupt politicians back in the 20s and 30s there. And windy, like always blowing hot air. He's Googling me. He's double-checking me. But that's why they call it that. Shady politician.
Okay, so according to AI, it is two reasons. Metaphorically to describe its boastful politicians and promoters, like you said.
Yes.
And then also literally due to the strong winds blowing off Lake Michigan.
It can be windy, but Wrigley Field is nowhere near Lake Michigan, so
it's like within a half a mile.
No, not really.
On the north part of it,
isn't
it like about a 10 blocks away from the lake?
It's not close enough. Not close enough, in my opinion. To
I remember watching WGN growing up, and how many times they talk about the wind.
It's windy,
blowing off Lake Michigan through Wrigley Field.
It's windy. It's a windy city. But it's not because of that. It was windy here yesterday. Are we the Windy City now? You know what I mean? Like, the wind blows there. Yes.
You are right. I mean, everywhere it says it's, you know, the braggadocious politicians.
1.4 miles.
Yeah.
1.4 miles from
G. Williams says, yes, it is, Woods. I've been there. Gee, I lived there for 5 years. I lived there. It can be a windy city. It is the Midwest.
It's not the windiest city in the United States. Like Lubbock, Texas, and Amarillo are windier than Chicago.
It's almost 2 miles from Lake Michigan.
Even Boston is windier than Chicago, they say.
Yeah. They called it the Windy City originally because of the shady politicians.
Huh.
Yeah.
I learned something.
You didn't know that?
I did not know that at all.
I thought you knew that.
I thought it was simply the winds off of Lake Michigan were always particularly strong in Chicago.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which they can be. I just don't know how much it affects at Wrigley Field. It's a Midwest city. Like the weather there is awful.
I swear I felt like every time that they'd go to the games, like the broadcasters would always be talking about the wind. Is it blowing in or out?
It's 4 miles away.
It makes a huge difference. Probably just looked it up. 1.4 miles.
This one says 4. It doesn't really matter.
It doesn't.
Because it can get really windy in Kansas City. It gets really windy in all Midwestern cities, pretty much. Terby says now less than a mile. I don't think anybody really knows, but
I'm telling you, it was 1.4 miles.
I believe Paulie. It's very easy to Google that. Like,
yep.
I believe Paulie. 1.4 miles.
Matthew says 1.2 miles.
That's fine. About the same. Close enough.
No, but the original
69 miles.
The original reason they call it is because of the so much corrupt politicianing going on in Chicago back in the Prohibition.
The political
days.
Machine.
Oh, my God. Was it something else?
Tammany. Man. No, that's New York. It's Tammany Hall. What's that?
Sean said they had 70-mile-an-hour winds last night in Nashville. You know, Nashville.
The Windy City.
Close to Lake Michigan. About a mile and a half away. The Windy City, Nashville. It's just miserable there. When it's nice there, it is the greatest place in the world. It's the greatest. People come out for summer like, oh my God, you come out of hibernation. When it's cold and windy like it is, I wouldn't want to do anything but sit in my one-bedroom apartment. It is just miserably cold and wet and windy.
Well, I can't wait for like 4 years from now on a Throwback Thursday when we go back and play our segment about the Windy City and why it doesn't really have anything to do with the wind in Chicago.
And how far is Wrigley Field from the lake?
We're going to check traffic, and when we come back, we will actually Throwback Thursday to two moments that were better than that moment.
I like that moment.
Woods, coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. All right, Paulie, take us back on a Throwback Thursday, and we start...
Oh, man.
6 years ago.
Yeah, this is one of my all-time favorite bits that we've ever done. This was tomorrow, April 4th, 2019, 6 years ago tomorrow, and... So the show had just been going for just over a year. And this is when I really feel like we kind of were hitting our stride.
Yep.
2 weeks later, the station would go completely under because they would pull the plug.
That was fun.
Which was really fun right as you're hitting your stride. But there was a radio show in Phoenix. I don't remember the actual name of the show. And they had a couple of guys on it. One of them was this big former Arizona Cardinals guy. And you could just tell they're a football show. And they were talking baseball. Padres had played the Diamondbacks. I don't remember exactly what instance led to them talking about the Padres, but they were talking about Manny Machado and how much of a thug he was. And
it was Wolf and someone, right?
Doug and the Wolf.
Doug
maybe?
And the Wolf.
Booger
maybe? And the Wolf.
No, Doug and the Wolf.
Doug and the Wolf.
Doug
that
and the
sounds
Wolf.
Right.
Yeah.
And we played some clips. We're like, listen to this radio show. They are ripping Machado because he put his bat down near the umpire. And
he hit a foul pop up. And he like just kind of threw his bat down, but the catcher was going after the foul and like tripped over the bat. And they just went nuts, dude. Any chance to rip Manny Machado or really any of our Latin players, they love to take that in Arizona.
So you'll hear some clips from the show in this segment, but we basically turned it into, we're like, what is this? Like the TNA sports talk radio, the men's room type show?
Yeah,
like,
dude.
What is this? And we had some real fun with this.
Turdy is as turdy does, Masononians. Never forget that.
Hey, welcome back to the Mighty 1090. It's Snot and Storch in the morning. Yeah! Ladies, let's see those tatas. It's your boys. Snot and Storch! Storch, what's happening, baby?
Storch.
You ready to get lit on a Thursday?
Snot, it's a beautiful morning here in the Valley of the Sun.
Yeah. Take your tops off.
You're turning red.
I am.
You just get so bad.
I can do that bit all day long. Paul, you are slaying me right now. What's up, dudes? It's Snot and Storch in the morning.
Where is the honor?
Where is the honor?
Where is it?
I'll tell you where it is. I left it at Baby Dolls last night.
I love that clip for so many reasons. I really like Ben when he jumps in and he's like, oh, welcome into the Valley of the Sun. Because he was really leaning into the bit.
Yeah.
And it had taken us about a year to kind of get Ben to
lean in.
Break away from the traditional radio that he had been so accustomed to and kind of lean into the bit. And everybody, we had so much fun with that.
I love somebody just said Wolf is still going in Phoenix and still the same. Now it's Wolf and Luke, I guess.
Doug got replaced.
Doug got replaced.
Was Doug or Wolf the one that's like, Turdy is as Turdy does?
That voice. Can you imagine tuning in every day to hear, Turdy is as Turdy does? Guys, mouthful
Turdy
of.
Turdy is as Turdy does.
He's got a mouthful of peanut butter every morning. Turdy is as Turdy does.
Where is it?
Oh, my.
Where is the honor?
Blah, 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 blah. It's like Eddie Perez on steroids.
Those were actual. I don't have the original clip. Those were actual quotes that we pulled from their segment
from
about Manny
segment.
Machado. He's like, Manny Machado is
a turd.
Where is the honor?
A peanut butter mouth. He's got an egg yolk in there, dude. Yeah, he sounds like Jesse Ventura.
Where is the honor?
God.
Hey. Turdy is as turdy does, Masononians. Never forget that.
Oh my God. Is that an effect? Is that how he talks? Does he go home and he's like, babe, where's the chicken? Right? Did you go to the grocery store?
Kids, have you done your homework
yet? Did you do your trigonometry? Grande vanilla latte, please. God bless. Is it a bit? Is it an effect?
Venti is as Venti does Starbucks.
Oh, that's so wild, dude. Ryan says he called Cardinals games. It's wild for 3 hours. He speaks like that the whole time. Bro, we're in Arizona like four times a year. I gotta tune in. And I gotta find out where he is, and I gotta listen to him, man.
Jesus, so it's the monster truck jam voice for a four-hour morning show.
Imagine you're driving into work, like, you're like, oh, I got a long day ahead of me. Let me see what's going on with my D-backs. It's like, oh, good morning.
Turdy is as Turdy does, Mason Onions. Never forget that.
Oh, my God. Never forget that.
What if anyone in another city has pulled a segment of Ben and Woods?
Oh, I'm sure. I hope. Howard Stern
is the honor.
This kills me. I loved it.
So that was a good one 6 years ago.
I love that we put Disturbed on as their intro. I can totally see it.
Left my honor at Baby Dolls.
You were just riffing, too.
I was having fun.
You did not script that out at all. That was Woods off the top of his head.
Oh, I was having fun.
And then 3 years ago, so I had to... This was a spring training broadcast, and I had to remember this was the year that they had the lockout, the delayed start to spring training. I think we went out there for like week one and like the third week of March because everything had gotten pushed back. So on March 31st, I believe this was 2022, Don and Mudd were still doing spring training broadcasts out in Peoria, and old Woodsy got a little air check, a little mention from Don and Mud during the broadcast.
Yeah. I didn't want to blow out right in front of me, right?
Yeah.
I do think they had just done a promo for Padres Fantasy Camp.
You said you had, when watching the game, you fell asleep.
Yeah, I was taking a nap
and you woke up to this.
Yeah. I didn't want to blow out right in front of me, right?
Yep. So you shut him down.
So it was a safe situation, and I put a different pitcher in there. In fact, was it Woodsy?
Yes.
And he walked the yard.
Up, yes.
He walked like nine guys in that inning.
But part of the problem was the Hall of Famer Trevor Hoffman was all over him. Remember that?
Yes, that's what it was.
Yeah,
I had a guy, he pitched the seventh and eighth. He threw really well, but he was always tweaking and messing with his elbow. I said, I don't want this guy to, you know, go under the knife. So I said, okay, I'm gonna bring in Woodsy from
that is strike three.
97.3 The Fan. And, you know, he's a big, tough guy. Woods, I'm going to shut him down. Oh, yeah, really? Yeah.
Well, walk in the yard. Can't get anybody out.
Yeah.
He's a big, tough guy.
Big, tough guy. Yeah, you know, the guy that threw a CG for you the day before, a complete game in fantasy camp.
And, you know, he's a big, tough guy. Woods, I'm going to shut him down.
Oh, freaking Mud, dude. Couldn't buy one, though. I could not. He's right. I walked the entire yard because Hoffy was screaming at me, you can't throw a strike. I'll give you $100 to throw one strike.
So that was end of March 2022. We didn't have a fantasy camp in 2021 due to the pandemic. So they were talking, they were hyping up the next, you know, registration was open. And so the last fantasy camp that we had gone to was 2020 before the pandemic, about 6 weeks before all the world shut down. And that was the year that Don came out for a couple of days. I'll never forget.
Don should never talk about anybody's baseball ability ever. Ever. Bro, I've never seen. Ben would be twice. You're twice the player that Don Orsillo would be.
Oh, yeah!
No, I love Don. He smokes you as a broadcaster, but he, as a player, you got him. You got him.
He's got me as a fisherman as well.
Of course.
Now, I hope Mudd realizes by now that you're actually a very sensitive soul.
Very much. I've never said I'm a real tough guy.
And, you know, he's a big tough guy.
Yeah,
Woods,
that's what I said.
I'm shut him down. Oh, yeah, really?
If you need me, can you go? I said, yeah, I'll go. Just trying to help the team, man.
That was the game, because Don was there for the game that Trevor Hoffman
notoriously
put a $100 bill on the ground.
Yes.
And said, I will give you $100 if you can throw one strike.
Woodsy, try the changeup. You're going to yank it into the other batter's box. Yank. I mean, it was horrible.
I was playing shortstop for the same team, and then Don was playing second base. And he puts his glove like around his mouth. He's like, hey, Paulie, what's going on?
He's done it.
playing here? We can't throw a strike.
It was so fun, dude. It was so fun. It was so. You remember how many? We had one pitcher, me, and we had to throw every inning. That it was the worst, dude. Now it's different. I barely have to throw at all. It makes me very happy.
And, you know, he's a big, tough guy. Woods.
Freaking mud. I was laying on the bed, and I go, did they just? They did. And then my phone just go, brrr. Everyone's like, they're talking about you. I'm like, yeah, it's not great. God. That was funny, though. I love those
guys.
Hey,
Mud, where is the honor?
Yeah, where's the honor, Mud?
Good throwback Thursday, Paulie.
Great job.
Well done. Well done. All right, we will come back. Hour number three. Big hour, actually. Real or fake, we still have not qualified anybody for the big prize, the festival concert in Las Vegas when we were young. You got a chance with Real or Fake. We have Eno Saris with our first Smart Baseball segment of the year as well. Lots to get to. Don't go anywhere. Ben and Woods continuing next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.